In the early 1900s, an American writer and publisher named William Dixon Boyce found himself lost in the city of London in the midst of the fog. He came across a young teenage boy who offered to give him directions and actually saw that he reached his destination in a timely manner and safely. And when Boyce tried to pay this young man, the young man said, "No, I'm a scout, and I'm simply doing my good turn for the day." Fascinated with regard to what this scout movement was, Boyce eventually learned more about the scouting program in England and brought it to the United States, where it is now known as the Boy Scouts of America. But to this day, the young man who helped him is known simply as the Unknown Scout. One of the points of the Scout Law, in fact, the last point of the Scout Law, is that a Scout is reverent. And a byproduct of that reverence is modesty, and to a certain degree, humility. And that is what we see praised in today's gospel as Jesus contrasts the Pharisee and the tax collector. Used to be called a publican, but we are in an election season now, and I don't want to get it confused with another group that includes in their name publicans. But a tax collector, who himself is not a very admired profession, and a Pharisee that is of itself a very admired, very lofty profession. One isn't saying that it was bad what the Pharisee was saying about himself. Not adulterous, not thieving, not engaging in the vices that he names. Not a tax collector, because again, that is not an admirable profession at that time, or any time, I suppose. But the fact that he was directing everything toward himself, this was somehow all about him. By the same token, I really wonder if the tax collector was as bad as all that. Perhaps even he was better than he thought he was. But what we saw in his prayer was humility and modesty. He might have been a very virtuous tax collector. We will hear about another one in a couple of weeks named Zacchaeus, who stands up for himself and says, "I give half my belongings to the poor. If I've defrauded anyone, I will pay them back fourfold." And he says that when others are saying he's a sinner. There was another tax collector, Matthew, who obviously, despite the fact that he was a tax collector, was somehow well disposed to follow Jesus. So perhaps this tax collector was not quite as bad as he thought he was. But what he had in his prayer was an acknowledgement that all he had is from God, and that ultimately our sinfulness is something that he focused on in his modesty and humility before God. Perhaps these men were equally good in how they lived and conducted themselves in their given professions. But what Jesus praises is not the fact that the publican was a sinner or the tax collector was a virtuous man, but that one had a modesty that the other one lacked. Now, as a nation, and even now as we see at a time of an election, modesty is not something that is very highly cherished or that we see much of. In the era of YouTube, and I'm guilty as charged, and the internet and social media, people want their 5 minutes of fame. They want to put themselves out there. Does that mean we're immodest? Well, that depends on who you talk to. Shortly after coming back from my vacation this year, I joined my sister at a concert in the Hollywood Bowl that a wonderful parishioner here gave me tickets for as I left St. Rose, a concert of music conducted by John Williams. I've been to concerts of his before, but I'm always struck by his personality. Because what does he do? What has he written? Starting with Star Wars and the music of Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Harry Potter, and such moving pieces as the theme to Schindler's List, such dynamic pieces as Jurassic Park. We live with his music and we will be with it for a long, long time. After playing with great gusto the theme to Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, whereas people brought out all their lightsabers and waved it like an alma mater to the tune of The Empire Strikes Back, and when it was over to a rousing round of applause, Mr. Williams turned around and said, you're all so kind. A very modest man, when he was given the award for a lifetime achievement by the American Film Institute, he said, "Thank you for this award, and tomorrow when I go back to work, I will try to earn it." A modesty of a man who's done such dynamic things. So it is possible to be a musician, an entertainer, a public figure, a priest, a Pharisee, a politician, and exercise that basic modesty that we are called to have as followers of Christ, and a reverence in general that the scouts try to emulate. Even we as a people of God have a certain pride, happiness, satisfaction that we have embraced this faith, that we have received Christ. We continue to receive Him in the Eucharist and in the sacraments. That is not something other people have, and it is something for us to have great satisfaction in. But we are also called to a modesty, because all we have is ultimately a gift from God. Only our mistakes are ours. And perhaps that's the spirit of the tax collector in today's gospel. He may be a better man than he lets himself out to be, but he had a modesty to recognize, "I am a sinner and I ask for your mercy." Let us, as we come together in this sacrament, give true thanksgiving to God for all that we have, for all that we are as his people, his followers, in our individual lives, our talents, our gifts. Let us take pride in what God has given us. Let us be happy with the gifts that we have and that what makes us who we are as individuals and as a church. Let us give thanks to God, as the Pharisee does in today's gospel, but not in the comparative sense where he says, "I'm glad you made me better than that person." Because like the tax collector, let us also remember everything we have is from God, and approach our life, our faith, our evangelization with an appropriate degree of modesty and humility before God.